Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program Mafatihul Hayat, Keys of Life. We need to protect our brothers and also their families. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he says, من رد عن إرض أخيه المسلم وجبت له الجنة البت. Whoever defends the ird is in Arabic refers to the wife or the daughters of a person. We refer to them as irdul insan. They are his honor and dignity. He says any person who defends that wife or sister or a mother of that person, he says the Jannah, heaven, becomes wajib for him 100%, albatta, guaranteed. See, you're sitting with a gathering and a person says, oh, did you see what the wife of Fulan did? Did you see what his sister did? Did you see what his daughter did? Did you see who she spoke to? He said to them, hold on. What she did is her problem. What she did is her thing. If she did, you have no right to talk about her. This guy, her friend, her brother, her husband, they are my brothers in faith. I do not give you the right to speak. And especially we as a human being, sometimes we just sick in the head because shaitan just whispers and we listen. That makes us sick. And what we do is, we just start to throw accusation at women who belong to our brothers in faith, either their wives or either their daughters, without even knowing what's going on, without having any shred of proof or evidence. Because Fulan said, and I like Fulan, because he or she said, and they are my friends. Them being your friends does not qualify them, does not give them the right to come and talk about other people's. So the Prophet said, it is your duty to protect them. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam was narrated that he said, مَنْ غَتِيبَ عَنْدَهُ أَخُوهُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فَنَصَرَهُ وَأَعَانَهُ نَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. He who his brother is being backbitten in front of him and he defends him, he said, Allah will defend this person in this world and also in the hereafter. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَنْصُرْهُ, and whoever does not support and defend that brother in his absence, وَلَمْ يُدَافَعَنْ, and does not defend him, وَهُوَ يَقْدِرْ, while he has the capacity. Some people, like مغلوبن على أمره, he has no choice. He cannot say anything or do anything because he's in a majlis, in a gathering where the sultan, a person of power, is there. And if he says anything, it would be the death of him. But in a normal gathering, me and you, no one holding a gun to our heads, surely we can stop these people from talking. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be my dad, my brother, my sister, my friend. I can tell them this is haram, this is ghiba. So the Imam says, if he can, but he doesn't, خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah will betray that person. وَحَقَّرَهُ, and he will humiliate that person. فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ, in this world and in the hereafter. And like I said, when Allah gets involved in this, when he says, I will do this to you, and this is where I back off. And this is where we all need to back off. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatihul Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatihul Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc. But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree. Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam, who has stressed out the reward for praying, has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment. When growing wheat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
We are discussing, and we have been discussing, the moral support that we need to give to our brothers and sisters in faith. One of the things that falls under that category is to forgive their mistakes. Now, they are human beings like me and you. Males and females, they're not infallible, they're not ma'sumeen, they're not prophets, they're not rusul, they are merely human beings. And us being human beings, it means we will make mistakes. That's the simple reality of it. I make mistakes, you make mistakes, everybody makes mistakes. We sin. We commit a lot of evil acts throughout our life because we are not infallible. Inshallah, we strive not to. That's the aim, that's the mission, not to make mistakes. But if we do, it's part of our nature. We're human beings, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that from us, as long as we repent, obviously. So you will meet a lot of brothers who will make mistakes, who will commit sins with you, against you, with others. This is going to happen. Now, what is my duty, your duty, when one of us does something wrong? If I do wrong by you, what is your duty towards me? If you do something towards me, what is my duty towards you? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will answer. He says, and be brothers to one another the way Allah has commanded you to do. وَلَا تَتَنَافَرُوا And do not start hating one another. وَلَا تَتَنَازَعُوا Do not stop fighting with one another. وَلَا تَتَبَاغَضُوا And do not start trying to have animosity towards one another. وَلَا تَدَدَابَرُوا And do not break from one another. Now, the Prophet mentioned these because when we talk about تَنَافُر, تَنَازُع, تَبَاغُض, تَدَابُر, these terms, when we look at tanafur, is like you no longer feel that you want to be with this brother of yours, obviously because he did something wrong towards you that made you want to back off from him. When it comes to tanazur, that you want to fight with him, is only because he done something against you or took something from you. When there is animosity, obviously because he did something. So the Prophet said, regardless of what they do, your duty is to do what? to forgive them, to let it go, not to hold a grudge against them. That's the simplest right any brother has over his other brother. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Driving past, walking fast to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
There was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.